New measures to prevent stalking and protect victims come into force today. The new civil court orders mean that regardless of any relationship with the perpetrator, a victim can apply to the district court, which can issue a restraining order without any criminal prosecution. Until now, this only applied to current or former partners in the context of domestic abuse. The new legislation is being hailed as a game changer to help thousands who fall victim to stalkers. Sarah Benson is CEO of Women's Aid. And Sarah Benson, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us more about these new measures and how someone who is a victim of stalking can now apply to the court for help to put an end to it.
Certainly. Well, Women's Aid are in our 50th year of operation as a domestic violence support service, and we warmly welcome and have long called for these civil orders for people who are stalked by somebody who is not a current or former partner, so not in the context of an established relationship which falls under the domestic violence legislation. And people, I think, listeners may have actually assumed that if you were being stalked by somebody and you were in fear, that you could apply for something like a restraining order. But actually, until today, anyone in that terrifying situation would first have had to pursue criminal proceedings against somebody. And we all know that a criminal process can take years sometimes, and it was only at the conclusion of a criminal trial that somebody who was a victim of stalking could then have a restraining order against the perpetrator of the abuse. Now, if somebody is being stalked and they are in fear, and or if the Gardaí also have identified that somebody is being stalked and that there may be a risk to them, an application can be made now in the district court. And it's for an order very similar to what's referred to as a safety order in the domestic violence legislation. So it's a civil order. Somebody has not technically broken the law if there is an order taken out against them. It is a preventative measure. It is something to give a message of, look, you need to stop doing this. And if you don't, the Gardaí then do have a power of arrest under this order, and it can become a criminal matter. So it's something that can be done quicker and earlier to prevent an escalation of dangerous stalking.
And I suppose we'll have to wait to see how it plays out in real time in the courts. But what is the process in terms of the evidence that a victim or an alleged victim of stalking will have to bring to get such an order?
Well, as you say, this has literally just taken effect today. So we have not tested it. We haven't seen it tested in the court. But basically, what a person who is being targeted by stalking behaviours would need to present to the court would be evidence of behaviour by the other party that could, and I'm quoting here, reasonably be considered likely to cause the applicant either to fear that violence will be used against the applicant, or serious alarm or distress that has a substantial adverse impact on his or her usual day-to-day activities. So we know that we've been supporting victims of stalking in the context of domestic violence for many, many years. And the kinds of things that we would always encourage somebody who is being stalked to do is to try and find, you know, to kind of map the points in their day or in their week where this person is intruding on their life. And that can include online as well.
That's very important, that this isn't only about someone who stakes out your place of work, stakes out your home, follows you in the street. This is about what happens online.
Absolutely. I mean, what we have seen with domestic abuse and kind of coercive controlling behaviour and stalking behaviours is it hasn't just moved online. It is an additional tool for stalking. And one can see why, you know, a lot of our lives are lived online. So what people report to us is that somebody has, you know, maybe they are an acquaintance perhaps, so maybe they already are connected on something like Instagram or Facebook. Mm-hmm. Then they start to like everything that is on somebody's posts, or start to try and make friends with people in their circle, in some cases hacking their actual mm-hmm. devices. And also they may be turning up in real life, for want of a better phrase, as well. So all of those behaviours, if they're online, and in some cases a person, as I mentioned, may not actually be aware that they're being stalked, but maybe someone in their network can say, well, this person has just made friends.
So will it be necessary, and just briefly, for an applicant to bring evidence of having reported to the Gardaí to get a restraining order?
Well, it is not a requirement under the domestic violence legislation when you're applying for a safety order or another form of protective order to prove that you have reported something to the guards. And this is, we are told, being treated the same way as the domestic violence orders. So no is the answer. But we would always say if somebody feels at risk, that there is nothing to stop them also reporting to the guards. So they can do both. They can apply for the civil order and also to the guards. May I just also say our national helpline, which is 1-800-341-900, is available to all victims of stalking, whether or not the stalking is happening in the context of a domestic abuse relationship. Just important that people know that that support is there 24/7.
Sarah Benson of Women's Aid, thank you very much.